how badly do you want a Friday night game to ensue after the game?
Well, that's what we told the guys before the game started. You better be ready for a Friday night fight. Their left-hander can flat-out pitch and wasn't super sharp early. Two outs, nobody on in the first, and we strung something together and scored a run, and you know, our pitching made it stand up, and it was nice to see us there in the eighth inning once we got him out of the game via the pitch count, us to score a couple of runs to extend the lead. But, you know, Kaysen came in and got us off the field and was able to finish the ninth.
What did Kaysen show you early in the year, your first week, to get an opportunity to close down a ball game? Was great tonight.
Well, just dependable. Being dependable, throwing it over the plate, and, you know, we're going to take Martin and extend him a little bit and use him as an X factor. Had we needed him in the fifth, sixth inning, we would have gone to him today, and feel like he can give us more length, and Kaysen can come in and give us four or five outs a game.
Obviously with Brigham, I mean, another great performance by him. And how hard was it to take him out in that eighth inning?
It wasn't tough. I mean, I could have left him out there and he would have thrown all night. He was really good, but it was the pitch count, and this time of the year, I mean, that was more than enough. And you know, we'll let him go a little bit farther in about, you know, 5-6 weeks.
Changeup was good, but how about fastball command both sides of the plate for Brigham?
A lot better this week than last week. Much more efficient, and used the curveball as well. It's a pitch he didn't throw last year that's come on, and you know, I thought he was fabulous.
And of course, that was big too, getting those insurance runs there in the bottom of the third.
Huge. Just, you know, we call them jug runs, kind of putting them away, runs, score one there late and take away the hope that they do have one run in the ninth inning. I mean, they get something started with their best guy at the plate, Jelilich, and, you know, able to extend that lead to 3-0 was gigantic. Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, you know, anytime you're in a game like that, you got to get the leadoff hitters of the inning. And, you know, he's a good player. We're able to handle him tonight. He's off to a good start for him as a freshman.
Was it good for you guys to win a game like this? Maybe kind of more of a pitcher's duel than it's been a slugfest?
Yeah, it's, you know, for the young guys, it's we need to experience as many things as we can. And had a lot of fun the first weekend. Had to come back on Tuesday and then play a true Friday night game is something they need to feel. And thought they handled it great.
How big was it for Kopensky? He comes in for defense, but then he got his opportunity. He needed something to fall square one up.
Yeah, he had two hits on Tuesday, and you know, to get us going there after we don't get a bunt down and to keep the inning alive. And it's good. He's a good player. He's invested so much since he got hurt that he's going to get paid back as we go forward.